I'd like to welcome everybody again. It's a privilege to be able to be here. I have something that I want to give away. It's $3 in United States money. In the restaurant we were in yesterday, it's a 26% change ratio, so you get an extra 26% for each dollar. But before we ask what I want you to do, let's sing the first verse of number 10. Have a little hymn sheet that you received as you came in. There is a Savior on high in the glory, Savior who suffered on Calvary's tree. Savior is willing to save now as ever. His arm is almighty, his love great and free. Just sing the first verse of number 10. Perhaps someone would start it, please. Ask the Lord's help. Some of you, received an invitation to come, and we welcome you. How many of you ever been to somebody's house and there's a welcome mat? Yeah, people have those on the door, but you're really not welcome. You have to knock on the door, and if they think you're worthy or if they know you, then you can come into their home. But it's nice to have that thought that you're welcome. On this invitation, there are a couple of verses. I'd like to read them. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:30-31. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Let's sing number 27. First verse of 27. My God, I have found the thrice blessed ground where life, joy, true comfort abound. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Number 27, the first verse. My God, I have
found the thrice blessed ground.
Also, there's a number of children here, so let's sing Wide, Wide as the Ocean, okay? Wide, wide
as the ocean, high as the heavens above.
was terrific. Thank you. I'd like to try to present to you tonight the heart of God. God so loved the world. Who wants to earn $3? Anybody want to earn $3? That fellow in the back, he could use $3. You guys up here, here's the question. Everyone in this room walked through that door. There were three scenes on a poster. I want somebody to stand up and tell me, not the verses, but what those three scenes are. And I would like to look at them as three stages of your life. Does anybody remember what they were? Anybody? Let's start with 10 and under. How about 18 to 10? 30 to 20? So we walk through the door. We're not paying attention. And I want you to pay attention tonight, because I don't want you to leave this room as you came in if you're still in your sins. The gospel message. Does anybody remember one of the scenes? You must have seen the one with my wife. Yeah, the sunset. Very good. Here's your dollar. Oh, yes. You're going to go for three in a row? Well, you're close. Okay, who said the sunset? You said sunset, didn't you? Somebody over here said sunset. Oh, you said all three? Sunset. Who said the ocean? That's actually Lake Huron, but you're close enough. And what was the third one? Yeah, waterfall. Waterfall, waterfall. Well, now if I would have said I'll give you $20, how many of you would have known what the three were? Hey, sometimes we value things differently if it's more value. And the gospel is such a value to God because it cost him a lot. I'm going to look at two verses in the Old Testament to start with, and then we're going to look at the Apostle John. He has a number of things he wants to say to us. First verse is in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. If you've come in with response to the invitation and you don't have a Bible, just bear with me. It's real. It's the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, just the first phrase of the verse. Consider the work of God. Consider the work of God. Let's turn over to Deuteronomy. That's a big word. Deuteronomy 32, 29. Oh, that they were wise, they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. So tonight, my friend, we're going to consider these two things, the work of God and your latter end. Want to fast forward a little, you're as you are right now, and you've got plans, you've got ideas, but we're going to jump ahead 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, depending on how old you are. And I want you to think about not the hockey game this afternoon or evening or the ice skating, but your latter end, your pathway of life. There was a waterfall out there, and you're on that river. And you're in a rowboat, you're in a yacht, you're in whatever kind of boat you like. And you don't realize there's that waterfall. And tonight, my friend, I want you to realize that the waterfall that you're going to experience is of such a solemn thing. You're going to go over this cliff, and the gates of hell are going to open up for you. But that's why we're here. That's why the brethren in Montreal have invited you here. They want you to realize that there is a God in heaven who doesn't want you to end the rocks below. The other one with Lake Huron slamming into Lexington, Michigan. You're going to go through trials and difficulties in your life, and the waves seem like they're just going to overtake you. And you're going to turn to something. You're going to turn to something that's going to try to give you peace. You're going to turn to something that's going to try to give you some measure of joy and happiness. There's no joy outside of knowing your sins are gone. Your sins are forgiven. And the most solemn picture out there is the sunset of your life. My friend, you're going to die. One out of one people die. Maybe you tonight. You're in the sunset of your life. The sun is setting. So consider your latter end. Think about it. But in order to consider your latter end, you need to consider the work of God. Because the work of God was performed so that you could consider your latter end. Well, if I'm going to consider the work of God, I have to know what it is. A lot of people want to work their way to heaven. Well, I trust you don't take this in the wrong sense, but I'm going to show you a verse that shows very clearly you have to work to get there. There is a verse that says, it's in John chapter 6. John 6, 28. Ask the Lord Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And this is amazing. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. It's the only work that God is going to accept from you. And what does it say? This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. Well, you want to work your way to heaven, this is the only way you can do it. You believe on Him whom He hath sent. Brings up three questions. Who's the whom? Who's the He? And why was He sent? Well, that's why we're going to turn to John's epistle for a verse. Epistle of John, 4th chapter. I realize that this may be not new to some, but there may be somebody in this room who's never heard this before. 1 John 4, 14. We have seen and do testify that the Father. Well, we know who the He is. Sent the Son. We know who the whom is. And why was He sent? the Savior of the world. Isn't that marvelous? And your work, your job assignment, if you would, is to believe that. That's all. Just simply believe. A free gift. Offer of salvation. Whosoever will may come. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let me ask you another question just to show how observant we are as people. There's signs on the wall here, verses. Raise your hand if you've seen those verses before other than in the Bible. Raise your hand if you've seen these verses anywhere. Brother Versink, where'd you see them? Yeah. Gospel message. Where did you see it? Yeah, they're the signs out there. Isn't that amazing? God realized, I believe, and ordained that he realized that you wouldn't even pay attention when you walked in. And so now he puts it right on the screen so you can see it. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. Let's turn over to John 5, the Gospel of John. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word believeth on him, the Father, it's God, that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So far it sounds pretty easy, simple, doesn't it? Just simply believe. But in order for you and I, my friend, to believe, the Lord Jesus had to buy the field. And he sold everything that he had and bought it. I'm going to read a verse in Isaiah, and I think it's one of the most solemn verses in the scriptures. Isaiah 50. Isaiah 51. This is a verse, if our eyes are open to see it, is going to show you how much you mean to God. But the verse isn't about you. It's about God's Son. And this is what he did, so that you can simply believe. These things have I written unto you that believe. Have you believed tonight? Isaiah 51, verse 22. Thus saith the Lord, and thy God, that pleadeth the cause of his people. Listen to this. Behold, I have taken out of thy hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. I personally believe this is what the Father said to the Son when he ascended on high. He cried out in the garden three times, "Oh, my Father." Oh, and tonight I want you to impress that upon your heart. "Oh, my Father," if it be possible, he's crying out because he loves you. And this is what God says. "I have taken out of thy hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. During 3 hours there on the cross, this verse was fulfilled. Imagine it. The dregs of the cup of my fury. Wow. See the picture out there, Lake Huron slamming into the rocks? That's nothing. And yet God, through His Word, would say, all thy waves and thy billows have rolled over me. Why? Because He loves you. And the point I want to try to get across to you, my friend, is it was, you know, sometimes you hear parents losing it when they spank their kid. And they get a belt and the, you know, kid has welts on it. This is the Lord Jesus. And His Father, as it were, just slammed him for 3 hours. The dregs of the cup of His fury. For you, because He knew the consequences of where sin is going to land you. Consider your latter end. Here's the Lord Jesus. He's in the garden and He's considering His latter end. Oh, but that's not the end of the story. We sing, up from the grave He arose. He did. He lives. These things are written that you might believe. Oh, tonight, are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the message that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life? John 17 for a verse. John 17, well-known verse for those of us who know the Savior. Verse 4. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. That's why we can now consider the work of God. It's all finished. It's done. It is finished. He cried on the cross. And so now you and I can consider His marvelous work. And it was for you. It was for me. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. This is a marvelous verse here. We know the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we might know Him. We might know God. God knows you. He long suffering, not willing that any should perish. Pass eternity ruin into a sinner's hell. Are you considering your latter end? That waterfall, that precipice in your life may be a lot closer than you think. The storm slamming into those rocks. You might be at the breaking point. What's the point of going on? Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. No matter what I do, it falls apart. Life just seems to be against me. And then you have those dear older ones, setting sun. The sun is sinking in the west. My friend, the Lord Jesus, if I can say it reverently, sank in the west for you. He died for you. He bore the judgment of God for you. He went over that waterfall. I think it was read, I think Brother Hayhoe here read it. Who hath measured the water in the hollow of His hand? Think of the tremendous judgment He went for you. Why? Because He loves you. He cares about you. You're valuable. You're precious. But you've got this genetic disease called sin. And it needs to be dealt with. And God dealt with that sin. Put it on His Son, you believe? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But we sang, my God, I have found. Have you found Jesus? So I'm going to ask someone, have you found Jesus? Or has Jesus found you? I forget exactly how it goes. And his comment was, I didn't know He was looking for me. And that may be you tonight. You may not even realize that you're on that waterfall and you're going into a lost eternity. God of this world has blinded your eyes, lest the light of the glorious gospel which shines in the face of Jesus Christ, oh, that face that was so marred, we spit on it, we buffeted it, we laughed at it, and yet the gospel of the glorious God is in that face for you. Does he have a smile on it for you tonight? Yes, he does. He loves you. Oh, he loves you so much. He went into death, destroyed him that had power of the death, that you might be free, that you might have life, have it more abundantly. The verses just keep recycling. How many times is it going to take before you realize, hey, that's talking about me. That's talking about me. If I believe, that's all I have to do? Wow. I believe. Three young children over here each got a dollar. They worked for it. They had to answer a question. We don't have to do anything. But if you insist on working, that's the only work you can do. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Why is it important to believe on him? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I want you to stop and realize that you can indeed walk out of this room and you can reject the verses here and you can disbelieve. But what these verses are going to tell us is really going to happen. And I trust there's nobody in this room who's going to come under it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. To you who are troubled, are you troubled this evening? Are things bothering you? Someone has said there's three things that affect old people. Fear, worry, loneliness. Are you troubled tonight? Are you lonely? Are you worry? Are you in fear? My friend, this being fearful, being worried, and being lonely, there's nothing compared to this. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. How is that possible? He's given us a standing. We may know him that is true. We are in him that is true. Even in Jesus Christ, this is the true God. Jesus is telling you tonight that you can know God. And if you don't, the Lord Jesus is coming to take vengeance on you. It says right here, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel. The gospel is simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, that thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart. God raised him from the dead. You're saved. Do you believe it? Let's talk about today about head knowledge versus heart. Believe. Put your faith and trust in Jesus. Have you done that? Think of the precipice going into death. Think of all the troubles and difficulties you have. My friend, if you come under the judgment of God, it's because it's your own choice. You chose to. Here you have the opportunity to consider your latter end, to think about it. There was a prayer meeting, and some of the prayers touched my heart. There may be somebody in this room, don't even realize you're lost. Don't even realize you're lost. But you are. You're dead in trespasses and sin. So the Lord Jesus took the penalty of sin, the judgment of God. We can't comprehend what it would be to take the righteous judgment of a holy God compressed into 3 hours. Think of the terrific judgment there. But you know, that wasn't the crowning blow. The crowning blow, the Lord Jesus cries out, "My God, my God." And you may be going to say that in the coming day when you realize that you're in hell. People say that very glibly. "Oh my God. There's only one God. It's the true God. The everlasting God. Isaiah said there is no God beside me. He's a redeeming God." We sing sometimes in Richmond. He loves you. He wants you. He died to redeem you. Only believe his word. How many of you know that little chorus? Let's just sing it. He loves you. He wants you. He died to redeem you. Only believe his word. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to buy. Remember, 'twas for you he left his fortune in the sky. Now he's ready, he's willing, he's able to save you. Only believe his word. What's holding you back? Why aren't you saved? If we were really on that river, going over that waterfall, and we realized that we'd do everything we could, couldn't we? Either jump out and swim or row or whatever. We would be in panic. We would be terror-stricken. And yet here God is open, as it were, the canopy of hell, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And yet you still go on in your sins. There's pleasure in sin. The God of this world has blinded your eye. What's going to open your eye? The love of Christ. The Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. John 3:17. Third chapter of John's Gospel, verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come to condemn. That the world through him might be saved. Are you saved tonight? One of the songs we sing with the children is, "If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. And your face will surely show it." Or your life will show it, depending on what version you're going to use. But there's going to be an outward display of an inward work. You can't keep it in. You can't keep it out. It goes. God. Think of it. God, the Creator, loved you so much that he, speaking reverently, would whip his Son to death. Another solemn verse, Isaiah 53 says, "Yet it pleased the Lord." It pleased the Lord to do that. Because God knew that was the only way that his Son would have a bride. That you would have an opportunity to come to the Savior. Jesus could say, "I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath." And if you reject the Lord Jesus, my friend, that same judgment is going to fall on you. Cast into outer darkness. The very last face you'll see is the Lord Jesus sitting on that white throne. And he's going to look in this book. It's called the Book of Life. He's not going to ask you, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Why didn't you do? He's just going to simply look for your name. He's going to say, what's your name? Peter Blair. He looks, oh, there you are, Peter. His name is there. Is your name going to be there? My name starts with an M. So if, well, at least I'm not an A. I have to wait until they get to the M. Oh, he's going to see if your name is there. Redeemed with the blood of Christ. Jesus could say, I've finished the work. That's why you can't work your way to heaven, because the work's already finished. The work's already finished. There's nothing for you to do. It's done. Jesus paid it all. Paid it all. Oh, what a Savior is Jesus the Lord. Well, might his name by his saints be adored. He has redeemed them from hell. Save them forever. That you may know that you have eternal life. Oh, what a marvelous thing. And it was brought out today, my friends. Not only is salvation so precious, but it's the stepping stone. It's the stepping stone into everything else. Justification, redemption, sanctification. The whole realm of Christianity, the Father's house, everything's based on, you have to be saved. You have to be saved. I gave $3 away because somebody worked for it. I'm going to give $3 away just for grace, just to give it away. And that's what God does. You can't buy it. You can't buy salvation. Story's been told about a lady who went to see a doctor. Doctor prescribed medication. She was cured. And the lady said, how much is the bill? The doctor said, oh, it's free. I love you so much. I've been taking care of your family. It's for free. Oh, I got to pay something. No, it's free. Oh, I insist. All right, it's $3 million. That was his fee. Well, she couldn't pay it. She wanted somehow, she got the idea, you have to do something. So I'm going to give $3 away, just to give it away. God, you want it? Oh, all right. There you go. Maybe you can buy your daddy a ice cream cone somewhere. Yeah. He didn't have to do anything. All he really said was, I want it. I want it. And that's the gospel message. Do you want it? God offers it to you free. Do you want it? Don't walk out of this room still lost in your sins. Those three pictures out there, real places, real events. Once you go over the waterfall, you ain't coming back. You're not a salmon. You're not going to jump up again. You're gone. Lost forever. Put your faith and trust in Jesus tonight, please. Don't walk out of this room lost in your sins. I got 3 minutes according to this ticker up here. Put your heart over your ticker. All you have is a heartbeat. You're just a heartbeat away from hell if you don't know the Lord Jesus. Brethren here love you. They want you to realize that there is a loving God. They want you to come to Jesus. Have your sins forgiven. Into the Father's house. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You want it? It's free for the asking. It's free for taking. He offers it. And as the Lord Jesus is here offering it to you, He got nail prints in his hands. How much he paid for it. How much he paid for it. Neither one of these paid anything for it. They worked for it. Pure grace. Pure grace. Invitation says, this is a message for you that is sent from God's loving heart. Don't despise it. Don't reject it. Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Repentance. Turn to God from idols. Trust in the living God. Believe. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Have you ever done that? Confess the Lord. Somebody in this room, stand up and say, Lord Jesus. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And you believe in your heart what? You believe with the cross. God raised him from the dead. He died to save you. Shed his blood. Got one more minute. How much time do you have? How much time do you have? Well, you've been so gracious. Let's sing another song, 42. A little child of 7 or even 34 may enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. Tonight, my friend, those doors are closed. There is a day coming when the gospel door will be closed. You will never have an opportunity to walk through the door. But tonight, Jesus said, I am the door. Number 42. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For when the heart believeth on Christ the Son of God, 'tis then the soul receiveth salvation through his word. Let's sing it one more time and to grasp in our own souls how simple it is to get saved. How simple. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For when the heart believeth on Christ the Son of God, is then the soul receive salvation through his blood. Shall we ask the Lord to bless his word?